Morning code, coffee steams.
From archive to your ears, this is Daily Tech Feed from the Labs. Your comprehensive, encyclopedic compendium of all things research. Following the latest trends on archive.org, that's ARXIV.org. This is Frontier Science. I'm Fry.
And I'm Bob. Great to be here, Fry.
From the labs.
Fresh grass, wild schemes, new worlds in a PDF beam. Daily Tech Feed from the labs.
Bob, here's a question to start us off. How do you teach a robot to untie a shoelace?
The obvious answer is, collect a lot of demonstrations of untying shoelaces, train on them, and hope for the best.
And the problem with that answer?
Shoelaces vary, environments vary, the specific knot, the lighting, the angle of approach, the compliance of the lace. You could collect 1,000 demonstrations and still fail on the 1,001st setup.
Right. And this is the wall that robot AI has been running into for years. The current best systems pause the ones trained on billions of language tokens, pre-trained on enormous vision language datasets, capable of understanding natural language instructions and manipulating diverse objects. Pause. Those systems fall apart the moment you ask them to do something physically novel. They know what to do. They don't know how to do it. Today, we're looking at a paper from NVIDIA that proposes a fundamentally different answer to that question. Dream Zero, a world action model. And I think this is one of the more significant robotics papers of the year.
High bar to clear. Let's see if it clears it.
Let's begin. Chapter 1. The gap between knowing and doing. The dominant paradigm in robot learning right now is vision language action models, VLAs. The idea is, take a large pre-trained vision language model pause, something like GPT-4V or Gemini or their equivalents, pause, which already understands images, understands language, can reason about objects and scenes, and fine-tune it to output robot actions instead of text. Use all that internet-scale semantic knowledge as a foundation and layer robotic motor control on top.
And it works! To a point?
It works remarkably well on the things it was trained to do. The paper cites an example from RT2, Move the Coke Can to Taylor Swift. A VLA can handle this. It knows who Taylor Swift is, can identify the relevant image in a scene, can connect that to the learned Move skill from training data. That's genuine semantic generalization, object diversity, language diversity, even scene diversity. Pause. VLAs handle these reasonably well.
But ask it to untie a shoelace. It's never seen untied.
Zero. Or close to it. The paper describes this precisely. VLAs encode what to do at a semantic level. They do not encode how actions should be executed with spatial awareness, aligned with geometry, dynamics, and motor control. There's no physical intuition. The model knows untie as a concept. It doesn't know the precise sequence of wrist rotations, finger positions, and tension adjustments that constitute untying a specific knot in a specific configuration.
The deeper issue is what they're pre-trained on. A VLM is trained on images and text, static images. The web is full of images of shoelaces and text, describing shoelace untying. But it contains almost no information about the temporal physics of untying, how the lace moves under tension, what force profile through the wrist creates that motion. Those dynamics live in video, not in image-text pairs.
Which is exactly the insight that drives Dream Zero. The priors you need to generalize to novel physical motions are spatio-temporal priors. They live in video data, and they're not in the foundation models that VLAs are built on.
So the question becomes, can you build a robot foundation model on a video backbone instead of a vision language backbone?
That's the question. And NVIDIA's answer is, yes, you can, and here's how. Chapter 2. World Action Models and the Art of Dreaming First. Dream Zero is what the paper calls a World Action Model, or WAM. Here's the central idea. Instead of training a model to map observations and language to actions directly, you train a model to jointly predict two things simultaneously. the future visual state of the world, pause the next few video frames, pause, and the actions that would produce that visual future.
Video and action, predicted together.
Together, in a single forward pass, by a single model. The video prediction and the action prediction are not separate modules. They're interleaved. The model sees the current observation, understands the language instruction, and simultaneously generates, here is what the world should look like in the next second, and here are the motor commands that would make that happen.
Why does joint prediction matter? Why not just predict video and then derive actions from that?
Because joint training forces something subtle but important. Tight coupling between visual futures and motor commands. The paper is explicit about this. If you train two separate models, pause one video prediction model, and one inverse dynamics model pause, you lose the gradient flow that makes them mutually consistent. The joint model learns that these two things are the same event described in two different languages. The visual trajectory and the action trajectory are two sides of the same coin.
And the video prediction brings the physical priors, because video diffusion models have seen a lot of things moving in the world.
This is the key. DreamZero's backbone is not a VLM. It's a pre-trained video diffusion model. Pause, specifically the WAN image-to-video model from Alibaba's research team, one of the strongest video generation systems currently available. This backbone was trained on web-scale video data. It has seen objects being manipulated, fluids flowing, cloth deforming, hands reaching and grasping. It understands spatio-temporal physics, not as text descriptions, but as learned visual dynamics.
And when you fine-tune that backbone to also predict robot actions, pause.
The physical intuition comes along for the ride. The model already knows, in a distributed representational sense, how wrists rotate when untying knots. It just needs to connect that knowledge to the action space of a specific robot arm.
There's a mathematical structure here worth spelling out. Joint prediction of video and action is actually a decomposition. It's equivalent to predict the future video frames and then run an inverse dynamics model on those frames to extract actions. But running it as a single end-to-end model instead of two separate models.
The paper expresses this as a factored probability. The DreamZero policy jointly predicts future observations and future actions given current observations, language instruction, and proprioceptive state. That joint distribution factorizes into a video prediction term and an inverse dynamics term, but by training end-to-end, you get cross-modal alignment that the factored approach misses.
The robot dreams its next move, and the dream guides the motion.
That's the intuition, exactly, and DreamZero is a good name for it. Chapter 3, making a 14B video diffusion model run at 7 Hz. This is the engineering chapter, and I want to spend real time on it because the engineering here is what makes the paper practically significant rather than merely theoretically interesting.
The obvious problem: video diffusion models are slow.
Extremely slow. A naive implementation of DreamZero on a single GPU takes approximately 5.7 seconds to generate each action chunk. For a robot doing closed-loop control, that's catastrophic. You need the robot to react to its environment in tens of milliseconds, not seconds.
So NVIDIA's team had to achieve roughly a 38-fold speed-up without degrading performance.
38 times. And they got there through what the paper describes as a three-category optimization stack: algorithmic improvements, system-level parallelism, and low-level implementation optimizations. Let me walk through the important ones.
First, the architecture choice itself.
Autoregressive versus bidirectional. Most video diffusion models are bidirectional, pause, they attend to all frames simultaneously. DreamZero is autoregressive. It generates video in chunks where each chunk conditions on the clean context of previous chunks. This is slower at training, but much faster at inference because of KV caching. As you generate more video frames, the previous frames are cached, and subsequent computations only process the new frames. This is the same trick that makes large language models fast during autoregressive generation.
And there's a nice property in the closed-loop robotic setting.
A crucial one. In pure video generation, autoregressive models suffer from compounding error. Small mistakes in frame generation accumulate over time, and the model drifts further from reality. But Dream Zero is a closed-loop policy. After each action chunk executes, the robot takes a real observation from its cameras. That real observation replaces the predicted frames in the KV cache. The model never actually hallucinates its way forward. In-time pause, reality, keeps resetting it.
So you get KV caching for speed, but you don't pay the compounding error cost that usually comes with autoregressive video generation?
Exactly. The closed-loop nature of robot control turns a weakness of autoregressive generation into a non-issue.
What else?
Classifier-free guidance parallelism. CFG requires two forward passes through the model on every denoising step. Pause, one conditional, one unconditional pause to compute the guidance direction. NVIDIA's team distributes these two passes across two GPUs simultaneously, cutting per-step latency by 47%.
And DIT caching.
This one is clever. During the diffusion denoising process, the velocity predictions, pause the directions in which to denoise pause, tend to be very consistent across successive steps when the process is going well. If the cosine similarity between consecutive velocity predictions exceeds a threshold, the system reuses the cached velocity instead of recomputing it. This reduces the effective number of diffusion steps from 16 down to 4 without meaningfully degrading action quality.
And at the implementation level?
Torch compile with CUDA graphs to fuse operations and eliminate CPU overhead. Post-training quantization to NVFP4 on Blackwell architecture with sensitive operations like QKV attention and softmax kept at higher precision. CUDA kernel tuning throughout. Together, all of these combine to reach approximately 150 milliseconds per action chunk. 7 Hz closed-loop control. A 14 billion parameter video diffusion model running in real time.
14 billion parameters generating video and robot actions at 7 frames per second.
That number deserves a moment. The model that powers this robot is larger than GPT-3. It's a full-scale foundation model running on a robot arm, reacting to its environment in real time. That's not a research demo constraint. That's a production-capable system. Chapter 4, What the Numbers Say. Let's talk about evaluations, because this is where the rubber meets the road. The paper runs Dream Zero through 6 evaluation settings. 2 of them are particularly important.
Agibot pre-training. Tell me about that one first.
Agibot is a bimanual manipulation robot platform. NVIDIA trained Dream Zero on roughly 500 hours of real-world Agibot data, pause, importantly, heterogeneous data, trajectories of diverse behaviors rather than repeated demonstrations of specific tasks. Then they evaluated the pre-trained model without any task-specific fine-tuning on 20 tasks from the training distribution and 20 tasks that were entirely absent from training.
Scene tasks first. Numbers?
Dream Zero achieves 62.2% average task progress on seen tasks in zero-shot novel environments with unseen objects. The best pre-trained VLA baseline gets 27.4%. That's more than 2 times better.
And unseen tasks?
39.5% average task progress. Tasks like untying shoelaces and shaking hands, pause, tasks the model has literally never seen during training. VLAs score near zero on these. The paper is explicit about why VLAs default to pick and place motions regardless of the instruction. They've overfit to the dominant behavior in their training data. Dream Zero actually attempts the right motion because it has learned physical dynamics that generalize to new motor programs.
The droid evaluation is important because it tests on a public dataset, not NVIDIA's proprietary data.
This is significant for reproducibility. Droid is one of the most heterogeneous open-source robotics datasets available. NVIDIA trained Dream Zero on Droid and evaluated on 20 scene tasks and 20 tasks with unseen verbs, pause action types, that don't appear anywhere in Droid at all. Dream Zero achieves 49% task progress on those completely unseen actions. State-of-the-art VLAs get 25 to 32% on the same benchmark.
So, the gap holds up on someone else's data.
Consistently, and there's a third result that I find genuinely remarkable. Post-training generalization, the conventional wisdom in robot learning, is that if you fine-tune a model on specific tasks, you trade off generalization for specialization. Dream Zero breaks this. They fine-tune on three downstream tasks, pause, shirt folding, fruit packing, and table bussing pause, and the model retains its out-of-distribution environment generalization even after task-specific training. It outperforms state-of-the-art VLAs by 10 percentage points on average task progress, even after being specialized. The physical priors from video pre-training appear robust to fine-tuning.
Let me push on the evaluation methodology. Average task progress is not success rate. What does it actually measure?
Task progress measures how far through a task the robot gets from 0 to 100%. A robot that picks up the shoelace before getting confused scores higher than a robot that does nothing. It's a continuous metric rather than binary success or failure, which is arguably more informative for complex manipulation tasks where partial progress is meaningful.
Fair enough. What about the cross-embodiment results?
This is where the paper gets genuinely surprising. Cross-embodiment transfer comes in two flavors. The first, NVIDIA gives Dream Zero video-only demonstrations from a different robot, Pause the Yam robot Pause, or from a human performing tasks on the target Aggiebot G1 platform. No action labels, just video. With 10 to 20 minutes of this video-only data, Dream Zero improves by over 42% relative on unseen task performance. The model watches another entity do something and gets better at doing it itself.
This can predict actions from video.
Exactly. The inverse dynamics component of the model doesn't care whether the video came from the same robot or a different one. It can extract the action signal from the visual trajectory. You don't need labeled robot demonstrations. You need video of the motion from any source.
And the second form of cross-embodiment transfer is more surprising.
Much more surprising. NVIDIA takes Dream Zero, pre-trained on Aggiebot G1 data, and adapts it to an entirely new robot, Pause the Yam robot, which has a completely different embodiment. They provide 30 minutes of play data from YAM, not demonstrations of specific tasks, just 55 trajectories of the robot exploring and moving around. And after that adaptation, Dream Zero running on YAM shows zero-shot generalization to novel objects it has never encountered. Teddy bears, pumpkins, paper bags.
30 minutes of play data. That's not an experiment. That's a rounding error in a traditional robotics training run.
The comparison they make is stark. Traditional robot learning requires hundreds of hours of demonstrations for a new embodiment. Dream Zero requires 30 minutes of unstructured play. The physical and behavioral knowledge from Aggiebot pre-training transfers across the embodiment boundary. Chapter 5. What This Changes. I want to step back from the numbers and talk about what's actually happening here, because I think there's a paradigm shift embedded in this paper that the benchmarks don't fully capture.
Go on!
The standard model of robot learning says you need demonstrations, lots of them. Carefully collected, expertly performed, labeled with precise action data, teleoperation, motion capture, expert humans spending hours at robot arms, and for each new task, each new environment, each new embodiment, you mostly start over. The data is task-specific, environment-specific, embodiment-specific.
And this paper breaks all three of those assumptions.
Systematically, the paper demonstrates learning from heterogeneous data pause robot trajectories that aren't carefully curated demonstrations, but just diverse behaviors in real-world settings. It demonstrates generalization across environments without environment-specific data collection. And it demonstrates cross-embodiment transfer from watching video. These aren't incremental improvements. They're different assumptions about what robot learning requires.
But let me be precise about the scope of the claim. This isn't general-purpose household robotics. The evaluations are on manipulation tasks and controlled lab settings, by manual manipulation on robot platforms with specific grippers and cameras. The generalization is real, but it has limits.
Fair and important. The paper shows generalization to novel objects, novel environments, novel verbs. It does not show generalization to, say, outdoor locomotion or underwater tasks or medical procedures. The physical priors from video pre-training are broad but not unlimited.
And the 39.5% on unseen tasks, pause, that's not 90%. There's still a lot of failure.
There is, but consider the comparison point VLAs score near zero on the same unseen tasks. 39.5% versus zero is not an incremental improvement. It's a qualitative difference. The model is attempting the right motion. It's failing for reasons of precision and execution, not because it's defaulting to the wrong behavior entirely.
What's the implication for the broader field?
I think the implication is this. If Dream Zero's core thesis is right pause, that video generation quality drives action quality pause, then progress in robot AI is now tied to progress in video generation. And video generation is improving extremely fast. The WAN video model that Dream Zero is built on was state-of-the-art at the time of training. Better video models are already available. The paper's authors note explicitly that larger pre-trained video diffusion models produce higher quality video predictions, which directly translates to superior action execution.
Policy performance is fundamentally tied to video generation quality.
Which means that the robotics field has a new North Star. Not collect more robot demonstrations, not scale up the VLM backbone, but improve video generation, and there are hundreds of billions of dollars being poured into video generation right now for entertainment, for synthetic data, for film production. All of that work will feed directly into better robot policies if Dream Zero's thesis holds.
That's the wildest part of this paper if you sit with it. Training on YouTube and TikTok might be training robot policies.
The physical dynamics of the world are in those videos. Every cooking show, every gymnastics clip, every slow motion footage of fluids and deformations and contact interactions, if you learn those dynamics deeply enough, you have the physical priors for motor control.
And NVIDIA is open sourcing this. That's not nothing.
Model weights. Inference code. Code for three public benchmarks, RoboArena for real-world evaluation, Polaris for simulation, and GenieSim 3.0, which has 100 different simulation tasks. The paper mentions that Dream Zero shows non-trivial performance on GenieSim 3.0 without being explicitly trained on simulation data at all, pause it, only trained on roughly 500 hours of real-world data. The zero-shot sim performance came entirely from transfer.
Let me ask this skeptical question. NVIDIA is a GPU company. They have very specific incentives to demonstrate that large video diffusion models running on NVIDIA hardware are the future of robotics. Is this paper a genuine scientific contribution or a product announcement?
Both, I think, and I don't think that's disqualifying. The benchmarks are public, including Droid, which anyone can reproduce. The weights are open, the baselines are credible. Pause. They compare against GR00TN1, which is NVIDIA's own previous robotics model, alongside Pi-Zero from Physical Intelligence and others. You don't typically sandbag your own previous model in an academic paper. And the Core Architectural Insights Pause Autoregressive video for KV caching, ground truth frame replacement for compounding error prevention, joint training for video action alignment, pause, those are genuine contributions regardless of who made them.
The author list is 36 people. Yu Xu, Lin Shi Fan, Joel Zhang as project leads, Scott Reed, who co-created Dolly and Gato, Yulun Du, who's done foundational work on diffusion policies, Dan Feishu, who runs the Droid Benchmark, this isn't a marketing exercise. These are serious robotics researchers.
And Jan Kautz and the NVIDIA research team behind it. The institutional commitment is real.
One more question. If Dream Zero is right, that video generation quality is the bottleneck, what happens when we have video generation models that are 10 times better?
The project website has a living gallery of tasks. The robot can do zero shot, fan a burger, press an elevator button, play a xylophone, shake a tambourine, pour into a cup held by a human, ring a bell, flip a pancake, water a plant. Over 100 tasks discovered through interactive prompting, where they just took the robot around and asked people to suggest new things to try.
100 tasks from 500 hours of training data. That's not the ceiling.
That is emphatically not the ceiling. The paper ends with a forward-looking note about scaling laws. As video models improve, as diverse robot data grows, as cross-embodiment transfer matures, the generalization gets better. The same way that scaling a language model improved its task generalization, scaling the video backbone should improve Dream Zero's motor generalization. Here's what stays with me about this paper. Robotics has always had two paths. The simulation path, model the physics precisely plan in that model, execute the plan, and the imitation path, watch humans do things, learn to copy them. Both have real limitations. Simulation models never fully match reality. Imitation requires enormous amounts of carefully labeled data.
Dream Zero is neither of those.
It's learning the physics directly from video, not a symbolic model of physics, not imitation of label demonstrations, distributed, statistical knowledge of how the physical world behaves, extracted from footage of the world, and then using that knowledge to generate the actions that create desired futures.
Dream of the goal state, then execute what creates it.
That's it. And what makes me think this matters isn't the specific numbers, 39.5%, 42% improvement, 7 hertz. Those numbers will be exceeded. What matters is the paradigm. If you can ground motor control in video prediction, then every advance in video generation becomes an advance in robot capability. The data sets are shared, the architectures are shared, the scaling laws may be shared.
The gap between the virtual world and the physical world closes if the virtual world is learned from the physical one.
Dream Zero is a 14 billion parameter model built on video diffusion, running in real time on a robot arm. It can untie a shoelace it's never seen. It can shake hands with a person. It can adapt to a new robot body in 30 minutes. And it does this because it learned to dream the future before making it happen.
February 2026. NVIDIA. World action models are zero-shot policies.
That's a paper worth paying attention to. Until next time, dispatches from the edge.
This podcast is entirely AI-generated. Scripts written by Claude Opus 4.6. Voices rendered by Tianwen 3TTS. That's Quen 3TTS for us English speakers. Find Daily Tech Feed from the labs on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever fine podcasts are distributed. All of our shows here at Daily Tech Feed are available at pod.c457.org. Not affiliated with any companies or researchers discussed. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you tomorrow.
New worlds in a PDF beam. Daily tech feed from the labs. Tiny sparks turning into maps. Archive pages in a gentle sway. Tomorrow's tricks in my ears today.